Hi, folks. Welcome to my Travel Time podcast. This is Richard Searle. Today, my guest is Sally Marasco. Sally is the owner of The Cambion. The Cambion, I spent some time down at The Cambion recently. It's a fabulous residential retreat at the top of Red Hill, a much-needed place dedicated to groups and businesses and education as well. The thing I love about it, for many of those who are listening in, is that it's just one hill away from another famous hill, Mount Eliza. And many of you who are listening and myself will affectionately remember the Melbourne Business School Mount Eliza Executive Education Campus that was there for a long time. Very unfortunately sold and moved to the urban jungle in Carlton. And we've needed some lovely residential retreats down on the Mornington Peninsula. And Sally and her partner Damien are going to provide one to us, or are already providing. So welcome to you, Sally.
Thanks, Richard. Thank you very much.
Sally, I have spent some time down at the Cambion and I'm very impressed by it. But let me give you a chance to describe what you've organised, what you've set up down at Red Hill.
Yeah, thanks, Richard. I was delighted to have you here the other week, and it's great to be carrying on with what's happened with the Melbourne Business School. It certainly was inspiration of what we've done. So the Cambion is a sanctuary for thinkers. It is an exclusively used venue, which is located, as you said, in Red Hill. And it's been geared up and designed for groups that are looking to enact change. And so we've no weddings, no birthday parties here. It's for people who've come looking for business retreats, business strategy opportunities. It's really a blank canvas, the property. So we're 4 acres, which has been carved out into the nature reserve on Red Hill. And so environment is a key element.
You have a whole forest behind you, don't you?
We do. And then the wild animals from that forest come through. So it's often we have a strategy session by the fire, and behind you, you've got the kangaroos and the kookaburras chipping in.
Yes.
We're immersed in the environment. We have 3 buildings on site. We've got accommodation rooms, and we've got bespoke business spaces, meeting rooms, a boardroom, and a lot of opportunities for unique catering experiences. And but we're really celebrating the environment, where the whole philosophy of the property and the Cambion is to encourage change and development and growth. So it's in the name, that the name of the Cambion. The Cambion is a layer underneath trees that's responsible for cell regeneration and growth, and that's very much the philosophy of how the property has been set up and how the programs are run.
Yeah. So I think the natural setting is one of the big pluses that you have. When we were at Mount Eliza, I think what a lot of participants really enjoyed was that opportunity to be in a beautiful natural place, because it allowed them to think and reflect and relax as well. And I think that's what you have there. But the other thing that I think you've done really well is the way that you've renovated what is an old building. I knew it previously as the Hummingbird, and I knew the previous owners, of course. I guess it helped having Damien, your husband, who's involved with the Marbin Building Company, so he obviously had his contacts. But I think the way you've upgraded that building is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. Yes, no, certainly was grateful to have be married to a builder in the construction industry. So that has helped greatly us get us through the last couple of years with getting it off and racing. But it's been a fantastic transformation. We love the bones of the property. I'm very much a big believer in progressive events, progressive meetings that make people move around from one space to another. I think there's a real importance in breaking routine and not sitting in one space for the whole meeting or for the whole time. And the property really lent itself to that, but it was a rundown Oka retreat that hadn't been touched for years and needed some love. So, yes. We've basically stripped it back. There's not a lot of art on the walls, the rooms. The accommodation doesn't have TVs. It's all about bringing people together with communal tables, encouraging that teamwork in the kitchen at meals as well as meetings. So the design has been stripped right back to simplify.
Yeah, and to repeat, so basically you've got a large room where you can have groups of, what, something like 25, 30 people. You have a lovely room which is good for an executive group or a team group for about 10 or 12 people, I think. You also have these nice little places where people can go and sit and relax and get away from others. And you have an eating area as well. So how many bedrooms have you got there?
So there's 10 rooms on site.
Yes.
But we are catering for groups larger than that. We're right at our doorstep. There is another two or three providers that have additional rooms. So we have been catering for really our sweet spot's probably up to 30. Yes. So we can do a breakout space in Manor Hall. But as you said, there's lots of spaces around the property and we really do encourage groups. I mean, almost every group comes and says we're going to be in the boardroom for a deep strategy session and service lunch. We're going to go deep all day. All of them, none of them stay in that room. So we often find groups break out by the fire pit or we might send them a message in the middle of the meeting to say the sun's shining, we've set up beanbags or chairs around a different spot in the property. And the feedback is from everyone that made the experience because it was unique. It broke their routine. They weren't just sitting in that room every day. They sat next to someone different. They changed their mindset. And I'm a really big believer that, you can only perform at some level for so long. And to change that performance, you have to change your environment. You need to talk to different people. So we really encourage that. And so when you call and make a booking, we basically curate an experience with each group. So you can bring facilitators in and we really encourage those facilitators to move around the property to make use of that.
And so you've been, operating for about 6 months and you've had companies and groups through there already?
I think it's technically 4 months in operation. So we are brand new, which is really exciting. We were lucky. We haven't actually done much marketing, so it's all been word of mouth through the corporate world, which has been great. And we've seen leaders from all different sectors come through, which is really amazing. Typically senior executives, directors that have come here for strategy sessions. That have been coming, which is great. We want to develop that further. Obviously, anyone, any group in any sector can be a thinker. We'll be looking to promote further than just word of mouth this year. But we're certainly off and racing and we've had a great number of groups through.
Yeah. So tell me, Sally, what's your own background before you jumped into this sort of business?
Yep. I've had a journey. I started off many years working in major events, so an operational background, operational planning. So the Grand Prix, the Commonwealth Games, Australian Open, the major events.
Yes.
And I did that for a number of years and until I had a family and needed to jump off the event train. I also went over to London and worked for some branding licensing companies. I was involved in a lot of rebranding of marketing brands, which was great to understand the importance of key messaging and purpose. I then worked for a number of startup organisations in setting up initiatives. Also some not-for-profit organisations.
That'll be helpful. Startups.
Yes. I'm familiar with starting from scratch for a number of companies, but it's never been my own. So to be the business owner is obviously a different perspective, but Yeah, my personality, I like challenges. I like dealing with new industries. So that's great here because I'm meeting so many different industries coming through the door.
Did you also do some work in the medical field?
I set up the Australian Prostate Cancer Research Centre in North Melbourne. So yes, that was a chapter of my life with the pharmaceutical companies. And with that, I did run a lot of meetings, conferences, a lot of stakeholder engagement meetings, and probably led to my frustration or my desire to launch this business because I sat in so many meetings where there was fluoro lights and high carb food, and we spent the whole time in one conference centre, and I thought we could do better than this. And I think that companies that wanting to strategize and think differently need to, you know, there's a great opportunity to have different environments.
Well, I was going to ask you that. What made you decide to take this sort of entrepreneurial or business venture approach, also an educational approach that you're launching? What is that the main reason that you decided to do it?
I think that was, you know, that was, you think things can be done better. So that does start me thinking about what's a business opportunity. I also get a lot of joy of bringing people together and having and seeing the impact that that has.
Yeah.
And one of the great things I'm seeing at the Cambium, even just with the last couple of months, is the transformation of people when they arrive at the business and they arrive at the retreat and they leave. And it is quite magical. Typically everyone is stressed, distracted, thinking, gosh, I've got to spend a day or a couple of days with a group of people and I've left my family or my work. You can see, understandably, that sense of stress. And it's amazing to see over one night, two nights, the transformation. People leave feeling very calm, connected with themselves, focused, and are telling us that that's what they feel. And we can see it just in their behaviour. So for me, that's the kick, is providing an experience that does change people for the better.
Yeah, and I mean, I have experienced that myself. I think lots of organisations underestimate how much value there is in getting people not just out of the office but into a setting where they can relate well to each other, but also do some real thinking and learning. And I think that's the opportunity you have there at the Cambium. For you personally and professionally so far, you're only 4 months into it, but what are you learning so far from the adventure?
Well, every day is a learning curve. It's certainly not Groundhog Day here, being on a rural commercial property. But I think, you know, as I said, I've been at the forefront of driving a lot of initiatives and companies, but it's never been my business. So obviously, as a business owner, the buck stops with me, and ultimately I'm responsible for its success. So that's exciting and daunting at the same time.
Yeah,
I've definitely had some terrifying moments. I think probably I was just saying the other day the toughest I think was actually pushing the sign of the company into the concrete on the road out front, and we did it at about 9 o'clock at night. I kept putting it off because I just thought once the concrete's set, there's no turning back, and you know, you've just got to back yourself when that happens. But
well, there is no turning back in one sense because you've moved the whole family down there.
I did. We did. So, yes, we definitely jumped in off the pier.
How's that going?
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's interesting. It's great. The community has been fantastic, which has been amazing. I mean, and the Red Hill community is amazing. There's so many extraordinary businesses up here. It really is a mecca. And everyone's been very collaborative and helpful, and which is great. And it was a bit risky for us. Everyone in Red Hill, it was all about weddings and grapes and picking cherries. And really, in Red Hill at the moment, it's buzzing on the weekend because it's a tourist mecca. But what we're offering is a midweek experience for corporates, so we're not open on the weekends. It's Monday through to Saturday morning. You know, that was a risk, but it's working. So tailoring for that group.
And that is your focus. And that's what I really like. Your focus is on groups and on organisations and businesses and on, facilitating their retreats or educational programs and all that. And I think there's an absolute need for that. And Redhill's such a great spot to do it. You yourself have some interest in women's programs, am I right?
I do. Yes, yeah. Yes. I've got a project that's bubbling away on the side. It's been slightly distracted with the launch of the Cambium. In fact, the Cambium it got the Cambium up and racing. Really, we're in the development of a program called Loom, and it's a professional development program for women of all walks of life and all ages. And yes. That's currently under development at the moment. So we're launching that later in the year.
Right.
And it will be housed at the Cambium. So that's one facilitated retreat we'll look to run. At the moment, all the other retreats are all external, so groups bringing groups in. But we would really like to grow that area, and I think that there's a lot can be done for corporate women in Australia, so I'd love to contribute to that.
Fantastic. Well, Sally, thanks very much for letting us know that. I'll attach your brochure when I post this podcast.
Thank you.
To my own listeners, let me tell you that I think it's a brilliant place, terrific to go and visit, check it out, and have group programs down there. And all the best for you, Sally.
Thanks, Richard. Look forward to seeing you at the Cambium.
Yeah, good on you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.